Listen to a radio discussion. While listening, work on the given tasks. You will hear the recording twice. Before listening, you have now got 1 minute to look at all the tasks. The recording starts now.
This is the open channel, where citizens' opinions are taken seriously. At the moment, we're doing a series on energy, and today our topic is fracking. Some people say that with fracking, we would certainly master the energy crisis. However, it is a highly controversial method. Let's first talk to a real expert and then listen to people's opinions. Well, John, who's our guest today, teaches at the University of Denver, Colorado, and works as a consultant for the federal government. John has widely published on recent energy-creating techniques. John, do you think you could explain fracking to us in a down-to-earth way?
Oh, sure. Actually, it is quite simple. You drill a well into the ground, around 3,000 meters deep. Into this well, you pump a fluid, a mixture of water, sand, and chemicals at a high pressure. In this way, the rock breaks. It is fractured. That's why we speak of fracking. And natural gas is released, such as the gas can now flow more freely.
Sounds straightforward. Now, John, what are the advantages and disadvantages from your point of view?
First of all, there are the economic benefits. Fracking can provide long-term energy and create jobs. Regarding the disadvantages, we are not sure about all possible future consequences. And yes, there is environmental damage. Fracking means surface pollution. Water is wasted, groundwater gets contaminated. There will be noise pollution as well, and a degrading air quality. Besides, fracking may lead to an increase in seismic activity, meaning potentially triggers earthquakes.
I see. These are obviously the reasons why it is under international scrutiny, why it is restricted in some countries and banned altogether in others. And I've heard that public support for fracking has fallen considerably. Right now, we'd like to listen to the opinions of some of our listeners. James, you've been waiting for some time, I guess.
Well, in the US, fracking companies use around 750 different chemicals, and this sounds rather dangerous to me. In Great Britain, drilling was stopped in 2011, since it's caused minor earthquakes, or so I've heard. So I don't think fracking is a good thing, really. We simply don't know enough about future effects.
You've made your point. Who's next? Brad?
Well, I guess it's as simple as that. We're running out of crude oil, so we need another source of energy, don't we? Renewables aren't going to fill the gap. I mean, in the Western world, we all heavily rely on electricity. Cutting down on it would mean absolute chaos. I think I made myself clear. Fracking is a chance.
Another opinion now.
Well, I'm British, and we are on an island, aren't we? Certainly, alternative methods of creating energy should be explored. Think wind, think wave power. It'd certainly make sense to rely on these options first.
Interesting and controversial contributions. We'll continue our discussion after some music. And now you're listening to... This is the Open Channel, where citizens' opinions are taken seriously. At the moment, we're doing a series on energy, and today our topic is fracking. Some people say that with fracking, we would certainly master the energy crisis. However, it is a highly controversial method. Let's first talk to a real expert and then listen to people's opinions. Well, John, who's our guest today, teaches at the University of Denver, Colorado, and works as a consultant for the federal government. John has widely published on recent energy-creating techniques. John, do you think you could explain fracking to us in a down-to-earth way?
Oh, sure. Actually, it is quite simple. You drill a well into the ground, around 3,000 meters deep. Into this well, you pump a fluid, a mixture of water, sand, and chemicals at a high pressure. In this way, the rock breaks. It is fractured. That's why we speak of fracking. And natural gas is released, such as the gas can now flow more freely.
Sounds straightforward. Now, John, what are the advantages and disadvantages from your point of view?
First of all, there are the economic benefits. Fracking can provide long-term energy and create jobs. Regarding the disadvantages, we are not sure about all possible future consequences. And yes, there is environmental damage. Fracking means surface pollution. Water is wasted. Groundwater gets contaminated. There will be noise pollution as well, and a degrading air quality. Besides, fracking may lead to an increase in seismic activity, meaning potentially triggers earthquakes.
I see. These are obviously the reasons why it is under international scrutiny, why it is restricted in some countries and banned altogether in others. And I've heard that public support for fracking has fallen considerably. Right now, we'd like to listen to the opinions of some of our listeners. James, you've been waiting for some time, I guess.
Well, in the US, fracking companies use around 750 different chemicals, and this sounds rather dangerous to me. In Great Britain, drilling was stopped in 2011, since it's caused minor earthquakes, or so I've heard. So I don't think fracking is a good thing, really. We simply don't know enough about future effects.
You've made your point. Who's next? Brad?
Well, I guess it's as simple as that. We're running out of crude oil, so we need another source of energy, don't we? Renewables aren't going to fill the gap. I mean, in the Western world, we all heavily rely on electricity. Cutting down on it would mean absolute chaos. I think I made myself clear. Fracking is a chance.
Another opinion now.
Well, I'm British, and we are on an island, aren't we? Certainly, alternative methods of creating energy should be explored. Think wind, think wave power. It'd certainly make sense to rely on these options first.
Interesting and controversial contributions. We'll continue our discussion after some music. And now you're listening to...
You now have 1 minute to look at all your answers.